only in death. Ajax dared not open his eyes as Rowan's hands caressed his chest, her scent strong in his nose as he kissed the space just under her ear. That was always the sweet spot for her, a fact that he'd often used to his advantage. He pulled her close to him in the darkness behind his eyes and pressed one hand against the small of her back, running the other gently up her thigh. Her lips found his, and her hands guided him inside her. Rowan had died on Andropolis, along with billions of others. It hurt him to acknowledge that fact, a brutal truth he avoided in his waking life. At least in his dreams, she was here with him, and that made dying something less to be feared and more to be embraced. It would always end, and he would awaken to the fight once more. But for now, all he wanted was this heat, and this darkness, and her. But it did not end. Even after they lay panting in each other's arms, Ajax did not awaken, and he began to suspect that he'd finally died his final death. Was this the release that he had secretly hoped for? No man was made to live and die in such an endless cycle as the Einherjar. The blackouts were proof of that. No Grendel stalking him, no terrible visions haunting him, just Rowan, his wife. Did he dare open his eyes? What awaited him upon waking? "Open your eyes, Ajax," whispered Rowan, though her voice now sounded distorted, and the Marine couldn't tell whether that was because he was listening to her through something like water, or if he'd just forgotten what her voice sounded like. Initially he refused, but she said it again, this time more changed and even further away. Finally, with a bitter acceptance, he forced himself to open his eyes. The Body Forge. Familiar faces met his gaze, and Idris welcomed Ajax back to consciousness. Ajax was silent. It was all he could do not to weep, and yet he steeled himself as best he could. If he was alive and in the body forge with Idris, that meant Bright Lance still flew. "Welcome back, Marine," said Idris with a smile that seemed at once exhausted and relieved. "Hope you enjoyed your nap, Einherjar. You earned it. Heorot is ours again, but there's no rest for the weary," growled Mohora as he stepped into the light. "Grab your gear and report to the launch deck in 30 minutes. We'll debrief en route."
"Heorot will be secured by another unit from fleet," assured Idris in answer to the questioning look he got from Ajax as the Marine moved his gaze from Mohora to the Medicae. "We are being rerouted to the Prime Battlefront as part of a new initiative."
"Did the Garm break through somewhere on the front?" asked Ajax as he let Idris help him out of the forge.
"No, we still hold firm. Given the nature of events here on Heorot, the Marines of Hydra Company and the rest of the Einherjar here have experience with Garm warfare that no other unit does," answered Idris.
"We have been assigned to something called Task Force Grendel," said Mohora with a savage smile. "I imagine we are about to start hunting monsters."